I am back. Rudrance for Black and White Network. Well, we're going to talk about Brittany Griner. That's right, on the network channel. However, this is not going on Black and White Sports because we also talk about Andrew Tate. I felt like it was a little more justifiable to actually put it on this channel versus the sports channel. However, Buck Sexton and Clay Travis have called out some hypocrisy when it comes to Brittany Griner versus Andrew Tate. Now, in case you don't know, Tate is locked up in a Romanian jail or prison right now, a gulag, lack of a better way of putting it. And nobody over here anywhere involving Biden and or the administration seems to give a rat's ass about it. They seem to not care that a U.S. citizen, by the way, Andrew Tate, last time I checked, had a black dad. But the fact is, he does not check the same boxes that a black lesbian does. There, we just said it. Brittany Griner, she checked all the boxes. Voted for Biden, progressive leftist, member of the alphabet community, self-admitted, carried drugs, marijuana into Russia. It's highly illegal over there in another country. They have their own rules. They don't have our rules. She chose to disrespect Russia and got popped. Well, as you know, the world lit on fire for the next year. I'm pretty sure Brittany Griner videos over on the other channel, the sports channel, got somewhere in the neighborhood of about, I would guess, 12 to 15 million views over 9 or 10 months. I shit you not. It was the biggest story on our sports channel for 2022. And we probably got 10,000 subs off of it. I kid you not. It was that polarizing. And she protested America when she was over here. And my God, it was an all points bulletin and alert trying to get her out. That's all we heard about. And then Joe Biden offered up Victor Bout, the merchant of death, the lord of war, in exchange for Brittany Griner. By the way, Marine Paul Whelan is still rotting away in a Russian prison right now, older than Brittany Griner, in much worse health than Brittany Griner. Joe Biden chose to leave him behind. Just left him behind. And I said about a month before the exchange happened, I'm getting a bad feeling that Paul Whelan's going to be left behind. Joe Biden did not prove me wrong. So let's get to this, because the hypocrisy is glaring. The agenda is also glaring when it comes to some of the things that Buck and Clay point out here. And you sit here and you say, okay, also, I want you to know if it wasn't Biden, if it was Trump in the White House, I know it's Romania that's holding him. The timing does seem suspicious to a lot of people. They're talking about Andrew Tate. Would there be a black U.S. citizen, which is, Tate is a U.S. citizen, by the way, would there be a black American held in like the Romanian gulag for months on end with no actual presentation of charges, without a word of protest from the State Department? Really? Question mark? Now, keep in mind, there were politicians all over the place that were banging the drum to get Brittany Griner out. Hell, Sheila Jackson Lee, right here in Texas, a Democrat. Oh, man, it became like her mission in life to try to get Brittany Griner back home. Where's the outrage? It was all over the place. Nothing gets brought up about Tate. I mean, that's glaring. Clay Travis, just think about the way Brittany Griner was defended in Russia compared to the way that Andrew Tate is being defended in Romania. I mean, Brittany Griner admitted she took drugs into Russia because she's a black lesbian who voted for Joe Biden. The entire Democratic apparatus demanded she get out of prison. Oh, they banged the drum. Banged it to death. Andrew Tate, American citizen, mixed race, like you said, his dad's black, his mom's white. It's almost like nobody cares that he's being held with no charges in Romania. Seems kind of counterproductive, also hypocritical. Strange, isn't it? It's like they're going to trade the Lord of War for Tate, are they? Remember that? That's what they did. Victor Bout. They decided to make a trade. There's no trade going on here. But also, there's no charges because he's held indefinitely in a Romanian prison, and he maintains he's 100% innocent. And a lot of people are saying, are there politics behind this decision that we're not even seeing? And they talk about the fact that they'll look into that more. That is actually a transcript from their radio show, so go check it out. But I thought that was very interesting, and I thought, wow, it is unbelievably different. The outrage. Where is the outrage exactly? I mean, Biden all the time, Anthony Blinken was having to answer about Brittany Griner all the time. The mainstream media was banging the drum to get Brittany Griner out. Oh my God, there were side articles pertaining to the WNBA and the fact that women weren't getting paid enough. All of these things that was getting brought up when it came to Brittany Griner, but Joe Biden and his administration is completely quiet about Tate. Nothing. Zero. They don't care that he's rotting away over there and he hadn't been charged with nothing. Zero. Zilch. And never mind the lack of outrage on social media. You know, I mean, Brittany Griner would trend on Twitter, banging the drum to try to get her out, try to get her back. Cheryl Griner was going on morning shows. Brittany Griner's wife going on morning shows, even calling out Joe Biden. Oh, Joe Biden can't say shit because they're part of the alphabet community. They don't want to, he don't want to get canceled. Voted for Biden. Part of the alphabet community. Black, lesbian. I mean, it checked. We talked about all the time the fact that it just checked all these boxes. Andrew Tate, now he's over there rotting in hell right now. It's unbelievable. Paul Whelan is still rotting in hell. Mark Fogle is still rotting over in Russia. Both those guys still in Russia right now. Brittany Griner's home. Just signed a $165,000 WNBA contract. Unbelievable. Tell me what you think, Black and White Network supporters. Peace, I'm out. Till next time.